In the 1950s, full employment and the welfare state were transforming the nation. Certainly, at the start of the decade, there was still a degree of austerity, but a prosperous and peaceful future seemed within reach. Then, violence erupted, on British streets, in the colonies, and beyond. Protest against a staid middle-aged generation, against cocksure nuclear-proliferating governments, took root and grew. Even so, a gentler way of life still existed, as the actress Daphne Oxenford remembered.
Life was much more tranquil and serene, and that was what I liked. It wasn't just a battle. The grocer, for instance, called for an order every Thursday afternoon, and the order always went bacon, butter, lard, marge, cheese, eggs, sugar, tea. I think life was pleasanter.
But if that safe, well-ordered world was gradually disappearing, a newly confident mass culture was emerging. In the mid-50s, the era of the ration book ended. The era of rock and roll and television began.
Well, I like rock and roll, really. I like the Tommy Sands. I think it's, well, it gives you the atmosphere of a party, I think, a rock and roll number, something like that. It gives it, starts your feet tapping. There's a lot of people like traditional jazz, but I'm not one of them people. Like, you know, I don't mind listening to it, but I wouldn't like to watch a concert of it. I spend about